Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings, audio boo. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with just a short update, basically, for you. Nothing amazing for you today. I've been very busy. I've been writing sermons for some pastors over the big blue sea in America, over the Atlantic, and also been spending time trying to complete a poem, which I'm going to mention in a minute, and it's dreadful. It's driving me crazy. There's just two lines I can't finish. And perhaps there's some suggestions. I know some of you'll say just bin it, because I know I'm not exactly the world's greatest poet, but I do derive pleasure out of the fact that I am able to pick up my pen and write a poem. You know, and those of you who don't like poetry or don't partake in poetry, you won't understand what I mean, or you may do, but not fully. But those of you who can write poetry or do enjoy poetry, you'll know just what I mean, how frustrating it could be. It's very cathartic, though, isn't it, writing poetry? Anyway, to the point. Oh, my garden is fantastic. Those of you who follow my booze, you know that I do get rather excited about my garden and the new violas and pansies, etc., that I planted the other day, if you remember, that I went and got. They are really, really showing. They've really developed, and it's only March. Glory to God, it's only March. And as I've said, I've taken them as sort of metaphor for new growth and new development in my life. So I just hope that when they die, I don't. But anyway, how is everybody? How is everybody on Audioboo? Do you realise Audioboo is the best social platform that I know of? I was part of, I think I mentioned before on one of my boos, I was posting some of my short audio messages to one called T Vida. Now, I do not recommend this, because I was posting these links and I was posting them on Twitter saying, go to this site and listen to these audio messages. And there was a lot of people going, and on the very same page, unbeknownst to me, there's, you know, people in the most lewd positions doing the most disgusting things right next to my godly messages. And I was absolutely fuming, you know, righteous anger. And of course, my heart went out for that woman who was doing some of the things, because, you know, she seemed to have lost her dignity, and it was heartbreaking. You know, I was more angry for what she was embroiled in, rather than, you know, and also for the possibility of some people being tempted by looking. You know, that was quite heartbreaking, because, you know, I don't want to lead people into not saying they will sin, they will suffer, but temptation is something that we all suffer, and there's no one can say they're never tempted. If they say that, they're a liar. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So there we go. Anyway, back to this poem. I've been writing, it is a folk song, okay? And you know how the guitar goes, sort of folky. That's I can't play guitar, but my friend Joe can. But these are the words. The first two verses. Sorry, I said it wrong, actually. It's the first two verses, and I'm struggling for a first line for the third verse. Anyway, here we go. It goes, I shun the summer sun. Now, firstly, hang on. Let me just say again. I want you to imagine it going, it goes, that's how it's going to go, the music, anyway. And it goes, I shun the summer sunshine, and lying in the shade, I spy breeze bustling bluebells, proud elegance arrayed, aside woodland and field, where as a child, struck I would discover Yorkshire's verdant pastures wild, huge glades of stately clover, diddly-doo, diddly-doo. See what I mean? Then it goes, my majestic shelter, a bright blooming willow tree, that scatters yellow flower around to carpet me, a mound of gentle grass my throne, some seat where I survey, shadow strange cloud cast eyes catch, scudding the pennine way. So there you go, there's the first two verses. I shun the summer sunshine, and lying in the shade, I spy breeze bustling bluebells, proud elegance array. Aside woodland and field, where as a child struck I would discover Yorkshire's fertile pastures wild, huge glades of stately clover. You've seen I've gone clover instead of clover because it, you know, huge glades of staley clover, diddly-doo. And then it's my majestic shelter, a bright blooming willow tree that scatters yellow flower around to carpet me, a mound of gentle grass my throne, some seat where I survey shadows strange, cloud cast I catch, scudding the Pennine way, diddly-doo-doo. Now, come on, is there anybody out there who likes that? I'd love to hear from you. And I'm thinking of going for the third verse again. I shun the summer sunshine and lying in the shade. And then carrying on from there, you know, using the view I have introduced in verse two, more of what I see, and then bringing it in verse four into myself and determining broader relation between what I see outside and how I feel inside, so to speak. Hopefully I can do that anyway. And my friend Joe's going to put it to that folk music. Do 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 do. Huge glades of stately clover. Anyway, audiobook. I think I just went a bit nuts there. I think there was a coffee. No, but there's nothing wrong with getting enthusiastic. And hey, come on, it's only you, and you know me, James Glory. I'm keeping it real, as they say now. Keeping it real, yeah. I may preach the gospel, I may try and live right by Christ Jesus, but that doesn't mean I have to be stuffy and not enjoy myself. I can have a good time without swearing, without being crude, without being offensive. I can be me. And I find that happiness and being real, if you will, is infectious. It's a domino effect, you know, and it goes from strength to strength. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So today, but to recap, I'm working on this poem as well as, you know, some sermons, etc. I'm rejoicing in God and thanking Him also for the creative fuse in my garden and the early development of my plants. I've managed to undo all the links to that filthy site. And also, I'm very grateful to those of you who take the time to keep Audioboo up and running. You know, it's been a fantastic cathartic thing and a great friend to me over very difficult times in the last few years. Those of you who've known me a long time and you know I've been through some trials. I've been through some trials, should I say, and I've been helped very much by some on Audioboo, some of messages, some of emailed, you know. And remember, I'll always, if you have any prayer requests, you can contact me at jamesglory77@yahoo.com and I will pray in confidence, not presupposing you to want to hear a whole message full of gospel. I will just pray for you and your needs or your family needs. Anyway, this is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Huge glades of stately clover. Do 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 do.